Hey, it's Azure Friday, and we're here with Amit Bapat, who is going to tell me about Key Vault, Azure Key Vault. This is great. This is security, right?
Yes, this is security. This is encryption, keeping your data safe in the cloud.
How did people do this before Key Vault?
So before Key Vault, there would be on-premise hardware, specialized hardware called hardware security modules, and you would put your important keys in those hardware security modules, and then your application will access it, and then do the cryptographic operations on the hardware security module, and then encrypt your data, decrypt, and so on. Now that the applications and data is moving to the cloud, you need some replacement in the cloud, and that's what Key Vault provides. So the keys that you create, they are HSM-backed. Again, HSM is hardware security modules. Mm-hmm. So we have a pool of HSMs that store these keys. And then this is a one-way street. You put the key in, or you generate one key, it cannot come out. It is not exportable. So once it goes in, that's it. So you can import your key from your existing HSMs into Key Vault also, or you can generate a new key in Key Vault. So that's the main value proposition for Key Vault, having the HSM backed key storage.
So it's hardware security modules as a service.
Yes, it's highly abstracted. So you are not getting direct access to the hardware security module that you used to have on-premise. There is a REST API, and it is highly abstracted, where we are only exposing certain functions of that you would normally perform using a hardware security module, and all the management partitioning of the hardware security module. There are several vendors, and all that is abstracted. So for you in Key Vault, you just get a container inside which you can keep your keys, and you use the REST API to access those keys. So it becomes much simpler. You don't have to worry about scaling up and down based on how your load goes up and down, deploying in multiple regions, and all those things are taken care automatically. You create a Key Vault in practically seconds. You create a Key Vault, you can import or generate your keys, and then you can write your application to access those keys.
So how is your application allowed to use it, and you're able to access it, but the bad guys can't get to these things?
So the important part, especially in keys, is if the key is in memory while you're operating or using it, then there is a risk that if the VM is compromised, then that key can be stolen. If the key is stolen, then everything is gone. All the data that is encrypted with that key is compromised. Even if the bad guys today don't have that data, later if they get access to that data and it is encrypted with the key that is stolen, your data is compromised.
And there were recent things with SSL keys floating around, fragments of things in memory.
So that's why you don't want the key in memory ever. So you keep the key in the hardware security module and only do specific cryptographic operations. You tell the hardware security module, sign this blob for me, or do decryption on this one particular object for me. And the HSM does that for you, and then it sends the data back, so that the key never comes out of the HSM.
Oh, and it never gets into memory, and
no,
everything is better.
Yeah.
That's okay, right. That's fantastic. And it says here you can do up to 25.
So we were all this time we were talking about keys. There is another part to Key Vault, which is secrets. So secrets are different than keys.
I see.
Secrets are basically, let's say you have connection strings or for your storage, or SQL connection string, or passwords for other services. You want to keep them somewhere. Currently, you are probably keeping them in your application configuration file. Tucked away somewhere, and if you are using GitHub or something, go do a search on GitHub and you'll find passwords here and there lying in the code. You don't want that, so you put that in Key Vault and then put a reference to that that particular secret in your configuration file. At the runtime, the application will use this reference, log into Key Vault, identify itself, and get the secret, use it at runtime. So secrets are different in the sense that you need the plain text value of the secret in your memory at runtime.
I see.
So secrets are simple, encrypted at rest, but available on demand whenever you want.
And are they transparently available to the to a web application? Do I have to work hard to get
You will have to. You will have to add. You will have to change things in your web application or any application to access the secrets in place of what you were doing today, like just getting a configuration.
So we use an API.
Yes. So again, there are, and I have next slide where you can, I can show you. There, to manage the Key Vault, you have PowerShell and CLI APIs, and then for developing, you have a .NET SDK, and we also have a Node.js.
Okay, great. So the Node.js or .NET web apps could get any secrets that they need, credentials for other RESTful services, connection strings, and pull them out of there.
That's right.
Very
and
cool.
That way, when you deploy an application, there is nothing in the application deployment package that is sensitive data. Only at runtime, the application is going to log into Key Vault, get the connection strings, and use them. And obviously, a safe practice would be after you have used them, you just destroy them from memory so that they are not compromised. So that's that would be the general pattern. And what I'm going to show in the demo is basically to log into the Key Vault, you need a certificate, or you need actually a certificate in a VM in many different ways. For example, you want to use SSL for web server, or you want to use a certificate for authentication. And you can store this certificate as a secret in Key Vault, and then when the compute creates your VM, it will fetch the certificate from Key Vault and inject it into the VM. And that's the demo I'm going to show.
All right, cool. Okay. Let's see it.
And so first you create a Key Vault, and then you upload a certificate to it.
Okay.
This is the certificate that you want made available in your VM.
And this is a certificate you made yourself or bought or found? Or
yeah, so the certificate can be a self-signed certificate, or it can be a certificate signed by a certificate authority if you are going to use it for a website.
Okay.
If it is for internal use, it could be a self-signed certificate.
Okay.
It's usually in a PFX file format.
Okay.
And then once when you deploy a VM using an Azure template, then you are going to say, use this secret URI, the secret that we uploaded.
Yeah.
Use that secret URI to fetch the certificate at the time of deployment. And I'll show you how that works now. So I deployed this VM. This VM is now created. It's a standard image. There is no certificate in that VM right now.
Okay.
So the compute, Azure Compute, is going to fetch that certificate from Azure Key Vault. And why it is able to do that is we have marked this Key Vault as enabled for deployment. So we have explicitly given permission to Azure Compute to access those certificates for deployment. And then it will take that and inject that certificate into the VM. So now when you are deploying the VM, all you are passing is the secret URI and not the actual certificate.
Mm.
But so in this picture, I'm showing that this administrator is single person, but it could be different, two different people,
right,
where one person is just owning the Key Vault and the other person deploys. So the person who deploys does not have any sensitive data.
And then when I could remote into the virtual machine and look at certificate manager, and
it'll
I
be
see
there.
It there, and a non-exportable cert is there,
that's
and
right.
Nobody copied it, pasted it into their remote desktops.
Yeah.
I mean, people are doing that. People are taking private keys and PFXs,
so,
copy-pasting them over RDP and dropping them in.
That's right. So this certificate that is injected is non-exportable. So you can use it, but you can't export it.
Very, very cool. Yeah. And you can do this with PowerShell.
I can do this with PowerShell.
Yeah, let's see.
So this is what I'm doing, basically create a Key Vault and then store a certificate and deploy a template. So
let's
jump
it.
Into the, so I've written a few lines of code to make it simple. So I'm going to create a Key Vault called demo 4723 in resource group that and in location East US. I've given my certificate a name. I already have a PFX file in this directory. And then I need to wrap this certificate in a specific format so that compute can use it. What I'm doing is reading this certificate and then encoding it into Base64 format, and then sending that certificate. See here, after I create a new Key Vault and then send that certificate using this set Azure Key Vault secret into that particular Key Vault.
Okay, so you wrapped it in this envelope format, in this case, an object.
Yes.
And then you take that, and that gets Base64'd, and then that is the
That is stored,
the
see
packet.
The secret name. Yes, that packet is stored as a secret. So every, and then the compute, the Azure compute is going to do the process in reverse to extract the certificate back and then inject it into the VM.
Do they have a script like this too?
Or they have a script like this on the server side. I mean, not script, probably something in the .NET.
But you had to write this as the person pushing the
cert.
That's
right.
And on the compute side, though, it is automatic.
Yeah, it's automatic. They do it in reverse to extract this value and then put it in the.
And do I express that in the portal when I do this, when I make this?
No, so the template is doing everything for you. So
this
is one part. And then the other part is you go to.
Well, we are where the community templates are.
Yeah. So I'll go to templates and then just search for this particular template.
Okay.
And this is the template
that
we're going to use.
Okay.
And once I execute my first part of this script, I'm going to execute this script now.
Sure.
So let's say I select everything, and I will say run selection.
Okay.
So it created the resource group. It created the key vault, and it push the certificate. I want this particular ID later when I deploy the template. So now the certificate is in place.
Mm.
Now I will deploy the VM, and this template is what is going to drive the whole thing. So I'll just walk through all this template. It'll ask me all the questions, what I need and everything.
Okay, so here we are. Deploying from a custom template.
Yeah, so I'm not going to customize this template at all. It's all ready for me to use. So I'm just going to save, and then I'll just enter all the required parameters.
I see.
Obviously, you can customize it if you want.
And where is the Key Vault part?
It is coming.
I see.
So I'm going to select East US because that's where my Key Vault also was. I'm going to. Wherever there are defaults, I'll just use them.
All right. And the templates have a section of them that is saying
yes
where to go and get access to
the
key
at the bottom
vault.
Here. So let me just fill. That's where I was. At the bottom, it is there.
Okay. I'm not just explaining. I'm also trying to understand for myself.
Yep. I need a strong password, otherwise the VM creation fails.
Yeah.
So this is the place where I'm telling.
Okay, so these three here,
if
we look at that JSON, there's spots where we express that. And then how does that, what is the thing in the template that keys the virtual machine that it's time to go and get that? Is there an extension, a VM extension?
So this is the V2 VMs that were recently announced.
Oh, so it's built in?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So. When you deploy using this, it is doing all these things in the background. So I'm telling it, use this, and then this other last thing that I wanted to do was grab this URI for the secret that I have stored.
Right.
And now this is broken line, so I will have to do some tricks.
Do we need the custom template?
Yes, we need a template. You can write your own, but...
Just grab the whole thing and clean it up in Notepad.
All right, and that's the last part, and then we say okay.
And I assume that's only accessible internally from that
yes,
resource
that's
group.
Right.
I
and
couldn't
that's,
go and hit that.
No, you can't. So even if you have the URI, because enabled for deploy, you have to identify yourself as Azure Compute, only then you are going to be able to access that keyword. Other things, so the last one I have to just say buy.
And buy then, this free thing?
Yeah, this is a pay-as-you-go subscription, so...
Oh, I see. You're basically saying buy the VM that you're about
to
deploy.
Yeah, so I'm going to deploy this VM.
All right.
So everything else I'm just using... Oh, I have to select a resource group that I'm going to select from this. It should be already there because remember we created one.
Yeah, there it is. Demo...
That one, yeah. 23.
So what does Key Vault cost anything or does it come with compute?
So no, Key Vault does cost. When you create a key that is HSM based, then there is a $1 per month per key version charge for the key itself. And then for operations, it's a 3 cents per 10,000 operations.
That's very modest pricing.
Yeah. It is. So Key Vault is basically, we see it as an enabler for making sure your data is secure. So this is going to take a while. So I have created another one, where I can show you the certificate that was actually deployed. So here is the VM. I have used same template to create this one also.
I see. And then we can
I'll just connect to that VM. Yeah.
All right, let's
I'll just connect to that VM.
That's a good finale.
So I'll just go here, download this, and connect to that VM.
All right. I literally, just as you're doing this, just day before yesterday, I logged into a VM that had an expired SSL certificate. And I sat there in the certificate manager, and I thought to myself, I'm not really sure the best way to get this private key in here. And honestly, I ended up just pasting it into the...
That way now, even if you create custom VM images, you don't have to embed certificates in it. You can inject them at the time of deployment. So this certificate is here. I had already looked at it.
So automatically showed up in personal certificates.
Yeah. And I had just created a self-signed, so it says...
It's a self-signed, but it can't be exported.
It can be. This can't be exported, no.
See. Could I potentially, as we close here, could I potentially use Key Vault and the APIs to solve that problem that I wanted to solve, where I wanted to bring my private key in and then get it back into IIS? Because I broke the rules, right? I copied it directly into the VM.
Yes, so you can import your existing keys also into Key Vault. So there are two modes of doing that. It depends on what type of access you want at runtime for the key. So IIS case is interesting because one way is you go to Key Vault for every time you want to use a sign operation.
Right.
That can be expensive if you have like a very busy site.
Right.
In that case, you probably want your VM to have local availability of that certificate. That's what I wanted.
So in my case, what I wanted was a script that I could run in the VM in PowerShell that would pull it from Key Vault and inject it in here without it ever touching the disk.
Yeah. And then actually, you don't even have to do that if you use this template because that's what exactly.
But the VM already existed.
Oh, if the VM is already existing, yes, you can use this some other script, basically similar script. That will fetch the reverse. Yeah, it can be done, absolutely.
Well, we're learning all about how to be secure and stay secure with Azure Key Vault here on Azure Friday.